Hello and welcome to today's broadcast, which is for Sunday the 9th of May. I'm starting a series this week. Can you make sure you've got pen and paper ready for the quiz part of this before we get into it? But the series we're starting is looking at five wonder women that did amazing things in the Bible and the life lessons we can learn from them. Today we're starting off with Rebecca, who was the wife of Isaac and mother of Jacob and Esau. So we'll be looking at that. But hopefully you've got your pen and paper. We can start with this quiz. So I am thinking of a letter of the alphabet. The first clue, which there are only four. The first clue is that this letter is in the word amount, but not in round. So it's a letter that's in amount, but not in round. This is where you can use your pen and paper to try and work out which letter I am talking about. So you should have narrowed it down to three now. This letter is in the word mountain, but not in curtain. It's in the word mountain, but not in curtain. Third clue, which will make it really quite easy. It starts words like mountain and ends words like tandem. Starts words like mountain and ends words like tandem. And the last clue is it's the 13th letter of the alphabet. And I'm sure you've all guessed or worked out by now, it's the letter M. So that was just for fun. No prizes, but well done if you got it. Right, so today we are looking at the life of Rebecca. Just the first part of when she's introduced to us in the Bible, which is in Genesis chapter 24. You can read that after or pause the recording to read that if you so wish. But just to recap, Abraham had got his son Isaac and he wanted to make sure that Isaac married the right type of girl. He didn't want her marrying one of the girls from the tribes around him, the tribes of Canaan, because he felt that they worshipped other gods. It would not bring good things into his family, getting a girl from that side. And those type of girls were maybe a little bit loose. They were girls that were not faithful to their husbands and they wouldn't bring the right values into the house. So Abraham, being very shrewd as he is, sent his servant to back to their homeland to look for a wife for Isaac. And he sent him with no other instructions but that, go and find a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant, feeling the pressure of this job, went to the only place that he had been trained to look for help, which is God, which was a great thing. If we need help, that could be a first lesson, really. If you need help, if you've been asked to do something that's really hard, impossible, or that feels like, wow, how am I supposed to do that? A lot of people are relying on me. Go to the place where you know you will need God. Going to your parents sometimes can be good. Going to friends can be helpful. But the one place that you should go to first as a Christian is go to God. So he prays and he says, Lord, I really need your help. If a girl comes here and offers to get me some water to drink and also get water for my camel, 10 of them, then I will know this is the person you have sent to be the wife of my master Isaac. So he sits there at the well at the time when girls would have been coming to fetch water. Now, these girls would have been coming to fetch water for their houses. There was a reason they were at that well, to get water, because maybe their parents had sent them. Maybe this was to prepare for the evening meal or whatever, but these girls were here for a reason. They were here for a purpose, to get water and go back home. But Rebecca does stop and she then says to the servant, can I get you some water? You're looking really thirsty, like you've traveled a long way. She gets him the water And after he's drunk, she says, I will get water for your camel as well. Gets water for the camel. And he realizes that this is the person that God has sent him to find. And he says, oh, here, have some jewelry as thanks for your hard work. Then she says, you know, if you don't have anywhere to stay, you can come and stay at ours tonight. We've got a place for you and for your camel as well. So she takes him home and meets her brother. And then she says, wow, look at what this guy gave me for just fetching a bit of water for him. And the brother is like, cool dude. Takes the servant home and the camels, and they accommodate them. And then the servant says, before you make me too comfortable, I've got to let you know why I am here. I am here on a mission. I've been sent to look for a wife for my master's son, Isaac. And my master is really rich. Look at all these wonderful things I have. And he shows them some of the wealth. Oh, the family is really happy because they know Rebecca will be going to a wealthy family. Somebody who's obviously quite astute, because they've sent the servant all this way to look for a good girl for their son to marry. And they say, yeah, that's absolutely fine. So the servant wakes up in the morning and says, right, we're well rested and we're ready to go. So Rebecca, let's go. And the family are now, maybe they've thought about it, maybe they've had a little chat, and they're like, this is a big commitment, actually. We're sending Rebecca somewhere far away. We might never see her again. Why don't you give us a bit of time to send her off properly and give her a party for her and her friends to hang out, and for her to get a chance to say goodbye to all the friends and relatives round about and all this. And the servant's like, do you know what? We're good to go. We need to go now. We want to go today. And the family say, now, you know, we'd really rather that we had a bit of time with Rebecca before you go off. So the servant says, why don't we ask Rebecca, the child herself? She's right here. So they call Rebecca and they tell her, you have a choice. You can either go now with the servant to this new family that we don't know that much about, or you can stay and have some fun with your friends for about 10 days and chill out, and then you can go having said goodbye to everyone properly. And Rebecca says, no, you know what? I'm good to go now. Let's just go. And so she goes off with the servant. And as they're coming close, she sees a man in the distance, and it's actually Isaac. And she says, who's that? And the servant says, that's Isaac, the man you're going to get married to. And she says, right, okay. She covers herself up like she's supposed to. She is introduced to Isaac in the right way. And then he takes her and gives her his mom's tent. Sarah had just recently died, and this is probably one of the reasons that Abraham thought, you know what, Isaac needs some company. He needs some good, a female companion of his own age. He needs a wife. Let's get this guy married, because he's just moping about the place. And then Rebecca becomes Isaac's wife, and she provides him some comfort. Right, so that's the basic story. So I just thought, what can we learn from all of this? The first point I want to make is that Rebecca was an answer to prayer. The servant prayed to God for a girl to come who had the right qualities. Now, I'm sure several girls came along, and maybe none of them saw the servant or saw his need, or saw that what he needed, and they didn't see themselves as being the person to provide that. But Rebecca comes along and she sees the servant there, sees that he's been traveling, sees he's got these camels, sees that there's a need in his life. And she feels like, do you know what? I can be the person to provide that answer. So she offers him the water, and then she fulfills God's requirements. She fulfills the answers that this man's been asking for. He's been asking for someone to not just do part of the work in giving him water, but also the hard work of giving 10 camels water to drink. There have been calculations on how much water that would have been, how many trips to the well that would have been for Rebecca. It would have been a lot. She had to do a lot of hard work. So what type of person are you? or what type of person do you want in your life? You do want somebody who works hard. You want to be, if you're a girl, you want to be somebody who people recognize as working hard, who people realize can be relied on, that you're not just focused on your job or the work you're doing, you're also looking around for those that might need your help. You're looking around to see who else needs help around you. So you're not just doing your job, but you're also helping other people to fulfill their destiny. Because Rebecca was an answer to prayer. And that's one of the things I do try to encourage the young people to say, pray about the person you are going to marry. Or pray, you know, whether that's a man or a woman, they are out there. And probably now they are alive, you know. They have been born. They're going through COVID-19 like we are going through it. They're going through lockdown. They're going through not writing their GCSE exams or not going to school as much. They're going through all of these things. There are some qualities that they need to grow in them to become a good wife or husband to you. Pray for them. Pray that their life experiences are life experiences that make them a good person, somebody who relies on God. Just like Rebecca, the reason why Abraham sent the servant out back home was because he knew those people trust God and those people listen to God. They don't listen to other idols or Baal or false gods or anything else. They rely on the same thing I rely on. Because really, you want to make sure that the house you built as an adult is one that is dependable and depends on God. One that you can be proud of, that your parents can be proud of. So you might think, this is a long way away. This is a long, long time to come before I get married. But this is such a big decision. It is worthwhile praying about it early in your life. When I was about 10, one of my aunties took me aside and she said, I want you to start praying for your husband. And I just thought, oh, you're kidding. This is way too early. I'm not even thinking about this at all. But part of me did take it seriously. And I wrote down some qualities of a good man, of what I wanted somebody that I would get married to would be like. That there will be somebody who listens to God, somebody who is a Christian, somebody who believes in the same thing I believe in, somebody who will want to raise our children in the same way. Because imagine the difficulty of having someone whose ideas are so different from you that when you say, oh, it's time for us to do in deep, they're like, what is that? Why do I have to do that? Or if you say it's time to go to church, they're like, oh, it's Sunday. This is my day of rest. I'm not getting up at 10 o'clock in the morning to go to church. You don't want that conflict in your house. It just is not worth it. It's worthwhile putting these things into practice and praying for the person you're going to marry. Some people even have a day of the week where they have a friend that they agree together to say, today on a Wednesday for 10 minutes, we will pray for the person we're going to marry. That's all it takes, really. Just let God know that at least you're putting some effort into it. So Rebecca was an answer to prayer. She was an answer. She was a specific answer as well. She came exactly as the servant said. He said, I want someone who will give me water and also give my camels water. And that's exactly what she did. So whatever you're praying or thinking about is what you're going to get. Just think about that, that if you don't pray, you could get anything. God help you, you know? Do you know what I mean? It's something it's worthwhile thinking about and worthwhile putting some time to think about what that outcome could be like. So Rebecca was somebody who looked around, and when she saw people in need, she didn't just ignore them and think, I've got my own job to do, I'm not going to help you. She actually took her time to help, even though that help was going to take a lot of her time and effort. So she still did that. She didn't hide away from hard work. We shouldn't be people that hide from hard work. We should be people of integrity. People that when they see a need, they are ready to put their hand to the plow to fulfill that need. So, and also you want to be, you know, if you're okay and you're good, great. Pray for the person you're going to marry to be that sort of person. Right. And then we find that they go to the house, and Rebecca is generous. She offers her father's house and she says, "Don't worry, we'll make room for you and your camels. That's fine. Come along." She doesn't ask for her parents' permission because she probably knows that they're a generous family. They're a family that will take this on board and they'll be fine with that. Laban comes along, who is her brother. He sees all this lovely wealth the man has given her, and he's like, "Whoa, yeah, bring them home." And then they sleep, and Rebecca's decided, yeah, she's going to go with him and become Isaac's wife. And then the next morning, she has a choice to make. The servant sort of says, "We want to go now." And the family are saying, "No, just give her some time to say goodbye to her friends. You know, you're just throwing this on her." And then Rebecca comes, and when she's asked whether she would rather go with the servant now or have some time with her friends to chill out, she chooses to go with the servant straight away. I think that is quite significant because sometimes we as people are really, really slow to do God's will, to do the things we've been asked to do, not even God's will. Sometimes even just being asked to do something in your house, you are slow to do it. And then before you know it, you forgot. You forget that, "Oh, I said I was going to do that." And then somebody's having to remind you or tell you again. We should be people of integrity. Integrity means that when you say you're going to do something, you will do it and you can be trusted to do it. When you are asked to do something or you're told to do something, you should just do it. Just do it. Don't wait for, I don't know, what are you waiting for? Just do it. Just do it and get it over and done with, and then you can have your life back. You know, if you're asked to tidy your room, just tidy your room. Just don't hang about waiting and then somebody will come in, "I said tidy this room and you still haven't done it." Just be people that are ready to go when you're asked to go. Rebecca was asked, "There's a great new life for you. You will be the wife of Isaac, who's a son of a really wealthy guy. They're people of God. They listen to God. There's a great opportunity for you, a whole new life out there for you. Do you want to wait? Do you want to go and hang out with your friends? Because I'm just worried about these friends. I don't know what these friends and relatives that Rebecca wants to say goodbye to, that's going to take 10 days. Are they going to try and convince her not to go? Are they going to try and talk her out of this and tell her, "Do you know, we don't even know what this guy Isaac looks like. You know, he could be really horrible looking. He could be fat. He could be too tall. He could be, you know." They could tell her all sorts of things to put doubts in their mind, in Rebecca's mind, so that she doesn't end up going. And she's like, "Actually, you know what, servant of Abraham? I'm not sure. I'm going to ask God for a few more signs," which would have been fine. But Rebecca was not like that. She was 100% convicted that this was the life she wanted. So she just said, "Nope, that's fine. I don't need to say goodbye to my friends. You know what, girls? See ya." And then she's off, you know? So when we are asked to do something, as I say, let's do it quickly. If we're convinced that, yes, fine, my room does need tidying, or there is something that I should have done, let's just do it. Just do it. Don't hang about. And don't waste time. And if God asks you to do something that's within, you know, just do it. Just do God's will and have the new exciting life that He has planned for you. That's another thing that we can work out. I've written down here that Rebecca stood out when there were all these girls and all of the, you know, a few girls must have come around along to sort of get water. But she stood out in lots of different ways. Apart from being really pretty, she was a good girl and she probably had a good reputation. So when we are living our lives, let's be careful what sort of reputation we get. Are we reliable? Are we people of integrity, I've said before, but people that can be relied on. And if you're thinking about this for other people, for someone that you'd marry, as I said, is that pray that that person is a person of integrity, a person that you can trust and rely on, that if they give their word that they're going to do something, that they will do it. Don't hang around waiting for somebody who's a little bit of a loser, who when they say they're going to do something, you're waiting 2 weeks, it's still not done. That will be so frustrating and annoying. So you want to be a good person, but also you want to look out for a good person. So then they go around and, you know, they go however many miles back to where Abraham has got his tents all pitched out there in the desert in Canaan. And when Rebecca sees Isaac, she doesn't just go running off into his arms and like, "Hello, darling, I've come a long way to be with you." No, she does the right thing. She waits for all the proper introductions. She covers her face with her veil, just like a proper bride would do. And she follows the protocol. She follows the regime of what she's supposed to do. She doesn't go overstepping herself and getting too big for her boots. She knows her place and she knows how to behave. Are you that sort of person? You know, if we were going to a restaurant, would we have to sit you down and give you proper instructions on how to behave? Would we have to tell you how to chew with your mouth closed or show you how to use a napkin to wipe your mouth? Would we have to start teaching you how to behave in good company? Or are you being trained now to know how to behave in certain situations? There's some people that you look at and you just sort of think, nah. If I was asked to go somewhere posh, I would not take you because of the way they behave. You know, everybody has an idea about you. And so you've got to try and think, what do I look like when people see me? What do I look like? Do I dress well? Do I look like somebody who would go to the premiere of something? You know, if there was like the premiere of, I don't know, the next Star Wars, because I'm sure there will be one. Would somebody invite me to a posh do? Like, would they trust me, like jacket and tie, that I would be trusted, that I even have one, you know? Or would they just be worried that, oh my goodness, he's going to come out in jeans and trainers again or tracksuits, you know? So we've got to think about ourselves and think what we look like to other people. Do we have decorum? Can we hold ourselves properly? Or will you just sit there slouching in the chair and people have to tell you, oh, boy, this is not the place to sit like that. Sit up straight, you know. So you have to think about how other people see you. And when Isaac was with Rebecca, she was a comfort to him because his mother had died and he was obviously very sad about that. And Rebecca had a purpose. There was a reason why Isaac needed her in his life at that time to comfort him and to help him think that, you know what? I know your mom's died, but there is hope. I'll keep you company. I'll make you remember how sweet life can be. That's the sort of person you want in your life. And that's the sort of person you should be. You should try to be a person who is ready to look out for their destiny, for the reason that God put them on this earth, that you will just not think, oh yeah, I'm just here to go to school, play football, and, you know, eat all the food in the house. Just sort of think, for this time in my life, what am I supposed to be doing that will give glory to God? For Rebecca, it was going with the servant to comfort Isaac and to be his wife. And she fulfilled that destiny. She did that perfectly, which is why, like, everything worked out well for Isaac, because he was part of a very, very important family. You are part of a very, very important family as a child of God. You're in charge of God's family. You're a part of God's family. So God has a reason why you are going through all the things you're going through. Even the hard stuff, even the stuff that makes you cry, all those things are for a reason. Either you're going to encourage someone else or it's going to make you a stronger person. And then you will bless someone else one way or the other. I don't know exactly how God's going to do it, but you have to keep your eyes open to see that when your destiny comes, when you start writing your story, like we're reading Rebecca's story, that you're open to new ideas that might even involve traveling, that you're ready to go, that you're not waiting for, oh, I need to see this girl. I've got to go and, you know, just have another little party with my friends before I go. No, be ready to go now. Be ready to do God's will and fulfill your destiny. So those are some of the the things that I felt that we could get from the story of Rebecca, because she really was a Wonder Woman. And if you had her by your side as a man, you would be really proud to say, this is my wife. Or if you're the girl and you were acting like Rebecca, somebody would be really proud to say, you know, this is my wife, because you would have the right qualities in you and the right outlook to know that, right, we're going to do God's will. Here we go. Let's do it. Let's not waste time. So I hope that helps. And I hope that's that helps you to sort of have a look at life in a different way and think about yourself in a different way. And also think about your future, because, you know, jump down, turn around. Future comes around very, very quickly. So I hope that that helps. So before we go, let's just have a quick word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for the young people listening, and I pray that you show them how this can apply to their life and what amazing things we can learn from not just Rebecca, but other characters in the Bible. I pray that this will be a blessing to them and that they will stay safe during this time of lockdown. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to read more about Rebecca, this is taken from Genesis chapter 24. But if you want to read more about how she then goes to have Jacob and Esau, that's all in Genesis chapter 25 and 26. Stay blessed. Bye.